This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The people who survived Sunday's tsunami are now racing to avoid disease. Across much of southern Asia, contaminated drinking water and the lack of sanitary facilities are beginning to threaten the lives of the survivors. NPR's Jason Beaubien has traveled to the Sri Lankan city of Gol on the island's southern tip. And Jason, what are you seeing there today?
This town is really devastated. It's right on the ocean. The tsunami waves came in and completely pounded the buildings that are right on the shore, knocked some of them over, completely pushed in storefronts. There's garbage strewn everywhere. And even as you move further into the city itself, there are boats that are sitting there in the street. There are piles and piles of rubbish. Most storefront windows were broken by the actual waves as they came all the way through the town. Practically a mile in, the water went as it came in here, and it just caused complete destruction in front of it.
And I suppose the health concern here is the lack of basic services, whether you're talking about clean water or simply picking up the garbage. Are those services being provided where you are?
At this point in time, the water system doesn't work, but there are people who are coming into town and distributing water out of the back of trucks. People from further inland who weren't affected at all have volunteered to come in and are doing that at the moment. There are some relief agencies that they're starting to work. It's actually an interesting question what you do when almost an entire town has been knocked down and all of the belongings that were in the storefronts have been turned into trash because they've been thrown all around by these waves. And now all of this is being piled up in the streets. And you have these huge piles of garbage that are being brought out into the streets. And the question about what to do with them is a big question that still hasn't been resolved.
Is there a black market in basic supplies?
This is an interesting disaster in that it's just the coast that's affected. So further inland, the shops are functioning and people are bringing things down from there. The problem is that most of the people who were hit the hardest by this are extremely poor, and they don't have the money to be buying things, and they just lost absolutely everything. They lost their homes, oftentimes lost their loved ones, and certainly lost any certificates or personal documents and possibly any money that was lying around in their house. It was all swept away.
Jason, there's been a lot of discussion here about whether Western countries are doing enough to aid the victims. United Nations official criticized Western nations. President Bush responded yesterday saying that the United States was doing everything that it could. Has there been much discussion of international aid efforts where you are in Sri Lanka?
The people here certainly feel that the international community is going to come to their assistance, and they feel that the international community is there and is going to help them. That aid hasn't really started flowing much yet. You do see some trucks from UNICEF, some other aid agencies bringing in supplies. But the overall mood here is that the international community is there, and people expect that they will get assistance from the international community.
We've been talking to NPR's Jason Beaubien, and he is in Gol, a city in Sri Lanka. Thanks very much, Jason.
You're welcome.